you have to be very creative in such a situation. Luckily, we do have, ICRC do have a large presence in the Peshawar, and we do have emergency stock available. Of course, this emergency stock will last for a couple days, weeks ahead. And now we are looking to create a pipeline using all the means possible to have the goods available for to assist the victims.
Today, even as terrorists try to derail Iraq's progress, because of the sacrifices of our troops and their Iraqi partners, violence in Iraq continues to be near the lowest it's been in years. And next month, we will change our military mission from combat to supporting and training Iraqi security forces. In fact, in many parts of the country, Iraqis have already taken the lead for security.
Not a single picture was taken of Lindsay Lohan exiting jail. She was released at 1:54 a.m. local time from jail. She was taken directly to the UCLA Medical Center to start her 90 days in rehab. She served just 13 days of a 90-day sentence, but it is not uncommon for nonviolent offenders to only serve about 10 to 25% of their sentence and then be released due to overcrowding, due to time served.
A couple is accused of chaining a teenage boy to a table, then going gambling. The father and stepmother were arrested after the boy escaped. Police say they found the 13-year-old boy with a chain around his neck and ankles. Police say he told them he was chained to a table as punishment, but he was able to hide a key and unlock himself.
The little boy was walking, and he asked us for a chain cutter.
He chained his ankles and then secured them with padlocks and then chained them to the kitchen table. Hard to imagine the kind of terror that must have been going through his mind.